It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. Donna Marie Todd is an inspirational storyteller, author, and singer from Black Mountain, North Carolina. She brings to the stage an artistry of spoken word, storytelling, and music. In this segment, we'll listen to an original piece called The Cookbook.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken without a bone. I gave my love a baby, what's no crying. And I told my love a story that had no end. I love to cook. A relaxing weekend for me is baking homemade bread and whipping up a cake or two. So you can imagine how happy I was to find a treasure trove of old cookbooks at our farm in South Carolina. They reside at the top of a winding red clay road that leads up to a white farmhouse built by the family around 1920. The knotty pine walls were cut right there on the property, and the eat-in kitchen has cheery handmade red and white gingham curtains. Across from the white enamel stove, there's a big open cabinet with two shelves painted rusty red to match the curtains. The cookbooks sit on the top shelf, right next to the pink, green, and blue fiesta ware that plated up years of pork chops for Sunday dinner. The cookbooks are original to the house, wedding gifts to a bride married during the Great Depression. Now, like most of the women of her time, the former lady of this house could do just about anything. She could plant a cornfield and dress a hog. She could can tomatoes and make her family clothes. And she cooked everything from scratch, half of it while it was still squawking. When I read her cookbooks, I disappeared into another time. My favorite one was printed in 1896, with glossy black and white photographs of elegant table settings and detailed drawings of everything from calves to rabbits. Tiny dotted lines crisscross the drawings to show the cook where to apply the knife to prepare the animal for proper cooking. Now, since stoves and ovens in those days were heated with wood, coal, or gas, it may be even kerosene, it lists all the cooking temperatures for baked dishes as warm, slow, hot, or very hot. Electric stoves and automatic temperature gauges were as far off in the future as indoor plumbing. The book urges the cook to present a wide array of colors and textures when planning her weekly meals and to attend to proper cleanliness in the kitchen. It also provides a guide for the preparation of beverages, including 5 o'clock tea, after-dinner coffee, and the late-night hot chocolate service that warms so many of her long winter nights. What the book does not contain is a single recipe for microwaved anything or a casserole made with cream of mushroom soup. However, there is a rather long chapter on the proper way to sanitize mason jars for canning. But my favorite chapter addresses proper nutrition. The book insists that real fat is a prime nutrient that must be present in every meal because, and here I quote, fat is necessary for the feeding and the calming of one's nerves. When I read the soft, thick pages of that book, I'm reminded that we don't take the time to nurture ourselves anymore, to cook from scratch and set a proper table. We race to and fro and reach for a pill instead of a recipe. But maybe our great-grandmothers had it figured out right. Instead of answering anxiousness with an Ativan, they calmed their nerves the old-fashioned way, with butter, cream, and lard.
And you've been listening to Word Stage, celebrating the wonderful world of storytelling and spoken word.